What about aromatase inhibitors and prevention? I want to ask you about the STAR trial in a minute, but just sort of taking a step back, the NSABP already has the B35 trial in DCIS, which, you know, kind of is a prevention type setting. And the STAR trial now obviously is closed. And I guess already in the United Kingdom, there's a anastrozole versus placebo primary prevention trial. How do you think aromatase inhibitors are going to stack up in the prevention setting?
I think we've all been very gratified in the adjuvant trials when we look at the incidence of second contralateral breast primary tumors in patients receiving tamoxifen compared to those receiving aromatase inhibitors. We know from 20 years of tamoxifen data that the reduction of the contralateral second primaries is about 50%. I believe the number was 47% in the Oxford overview. But it's now evident that with the aromatase inhibitors, compared to patients receiving tamoxifen, where we know the risk reduction is half, that there's an additional 20 or 30% reduction in the incidence of contralateral second tumors in those adjuvant trials where patients received an aromatase inhibitor. And this, plus preclinical data that shows that aromatase inhibitors very effectively prevent the emergence of invasive breast cancers in animal models, this has led to the emergence of two ongoing trials and a soon-to-be-started trial. The ongoing trials, as you mentioned, there's the IBIS-2 trial in the United Kingdom, which is anastrozole compared to placebo. There's a North American trial that compares exemestane to placebo, the so-called MAP3 study. And the NSABP is proposing a third aromatase inhibitor primary prevention trial, the so-called P4 trial, which will compare the winner, if you will, of the STAR trial, raloxifene, with letrozole. And the reason we selected letrozole was because it was the third aromatase inhibitor and was not in a ongoing primary prevention trial. So we will soon have primary prevention trials being conducted with all three aromatase inhibitors that are commercially available in the U.S. The difference with the NSABP trial will be comparison not to placebo, but to an active agent, raloxifene. We don't believe in the NSABP that primary risk reduction trials should be conducted compared to placebo, because we know that tamoxifen is substantially better than placebo from several published trials. And now that we have data showing that raloxifene is a better, safer drug than tamoxifen, we believe that the standard should be comparison of an aromatase inhibitor in postmenopausal women to raloxifene.